Patrick, it seemed like conditions a little different today just because the wind seemed to be stronger than maybe it was the rest of the week. Tell us how that affected the round.
Yeah, it was way stronger today. And also the wind all week was changing. Today was out of the south, which was tough. It made it tougher. And I think those final groups are going to have a hard time out there. I mean, it's playing challenging. They definitely, the pins are fair and there's some tee boxes up. So there's nothing crazy going on. But yeah, you definitely have to earn it today.
As a player, does it ever get interesting to you to see when there's the final round's underway and there's five guys tied for first place, even if they're only three or four holes into the round, what the rest of the round could be like?
For sure. I'm not a big leaderboard watcher, so I didn't know about that. But Nick's up there, and Nick's like one of my best buddies, so I'm rooting hard for him, obviously. I'm very happy to have received an exemption to play here, and my game is in a good place, so definitely lots of building blocks going forward.
I know you played well this week. I'm sure you were looking for another birdie or two today. It seems like you might be right on that line, depending on how it plays out, whether you can get into the field next week.
Yeah, I think I came up a little bit short, which was a little frustrating. I didn't quite have my best stuff these last couple days, but in terms of like developing as a player, I'm getting a lot better, and I think mentally I was in a good place. Yeah, some things are out of your control. You just got to kind of keep grinding it out. And I was bummed to not get a birdie down the last. I had a couple good chances the last couple holes, but it is what it is. And I'm playing well. Just got to take the positives.
How about that tee shot on 17? At least you gave yourself a good look there for a two.
Yeah, I hit a great shot there. Made great birdie on 15 and 18. I thought I hit a great shot. Got kind of hung up in the rough in a pretty bad spot and hit it into another bad spot. So it was a little exciting for sure.
What's next for you if you don't get in next week on Corn Ferry?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm for sure going to play the RBC Canadian Open Monday qualifier. Next week, I could play the Latin event. I could play the Canadian event, or I could take the week off. So yeah, that's kind of, it's been part of the struggle this year is not knowing where you're going to be. But I feel like I've done a good job not letting that stress me out. Just kind of go play and appreciate where you're playing and let it all shake out.